to harvest. And so, for those of you who are just coming in on this message, we've been talking about increase. When I think about increase, I think about that God blesses us according to our capacity, according to the measure of faith that he gives us. I keep saying it's a year of increase. I keep repeating this one thing. I keep saying that God is going to raise up some millionaires in this church. I say that not superficially, but because I understand God's economy. And in God's economy, he uses people for his glory. Increase has nothing to do with how good I've been. It has to do with the destiny that God has already written for your life. I imagine that many of you can be further along in life if you understood your purpose, if you understood your God-given purpose. The problem I find with people is that they can't go where their mind won't take them. If you can think it, it's possible. And if you align your life with God's will, you will see increase. If your mind can take you there. God, not my will. God, I'm thinking about those things that concerns you. And I want what you want. Most people, when they come for a word, they want to see, well, what does God say? What does God say to me? What is it about? What is it for me? It's all about me. But here's the thing, it's not about you. I said this at 9 o'clock. I said that your testimony, your integrity, your gratefulness, and your gratitude are things that God is interested in. And when God blesses a person like he blessed Isaac, he knew that Isaac would do the right thing. But watch this. Most of the time when we think about blessings, we don't think about the challenges. So I say, yeah, you know what? You may make $1 million, but you got to understand there's going to be challenges that come with that. There's going to be things that happen in your life that may throw you off. And then you're like, man, is this really a blessing or is this a curse? So challenges will come. Now here's the deal. The first challenge that you got to deal with, which we've dealt with the last two sermons here, is people. Envious people. People who, once you're doing bad, now listen, deliver me from the man who feels he has to put down his wife to make himself look good. Deliver me from that man. Because let me say this about God. Words matter. And what you say comes from your heart. I've been young. Now I'm a little older. I ain't old. Don't let the gray fool you. And what I understand about God is this. He's concerned about what you say out your mouth. Challenges will come when you are living a life of increase. But you got to remember one thing. The people closest to you, they are your greatest supporters. Don't get to the top. I'm trying to help somebody with something here. Don't get to the top and think that the people next to you are your enemies. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. They're not against you. They are for you. All right? Now, let me say this. If any man be in Christ, I keep saying that, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away and new things have come. Now, Isaac is in a predicament here where he is put out of the place. Watch this now. Where he was prospering. In other words, he got to start over. You ever had to start over? Anybody? You had to start over? I mean, it's just like, man, this cycle won't leave you. You just, oh, come on, help me somebody. You just move from the north side to the east side to the west side to the southwest side to downtown to uptown, midtown, and you're just moving around. Starting over, and you're wondering, why can I be stable? That's part of your story. So getting to the place of increase is key. So Isaac dug. Isaac lived first. He lived in Gerara. Listen to me real good. He prospered, y'all. Watch the text. Watch the text. Watch the text. You want me to show it to you? Watch the text. Look. Let me take you to the one that you need to see. Look at verse 12. What does it say? What's it say in verse 12? Verse 12 says what? Now, Isaac, what? Now, remember, you can't get increase if you ain't sowing. Let me help somebody with finances real quick, okay? You can keep talking about you want to be rich, you want to be blessed, you want to do this. But if you ain't sowing, you ain't going to get, how you going to get something you ain't sowing? Oftentimes, that's what people think. People think that it's just going to come out. It's just going to come down like manna from the sky. No, you have to sow to reap. Tell your neighbor, it's a principle. Watch the text. The text says he sowed in that land and reaped in the what? In the same year, a what? And there's the key. Can I ask you a question? Is it God that's blessing you, or is you doing it? It's got to be God. Because when God blesses you, look what happens in the next verse. And the man became what? Rich and continued to grow. I mean, how you go from, so there are levels to wealth. First, you start off rich, then you get richer. Come on, help me, somebody. Now, let's not be superficial here. This is money. That's what he's talking about right here. Right? And what? But when you know who bless you, you don't get blinded by the material things that God will bless you with. You get me? When you see it as a blessing and not as you just getting over or you leveling up, or you get the bag. No, you're looking at this thing as, oh, God is blessing me. You know, we used to sing that song in church. The Lord is blessing me. All right, okay, all right. He woke me up. I'm in good company. Come on, I'm in good company. Come on, y'all. Who? If I sing, I'm going to be way overtoned, so I'm going to let y'all have it. Because my version is a little faster. The Lord. And when the Lord blesses you, right, you don't go from a lot to a little. You go from a lot to more a lot. That's Ebonics. You go to increase. You go to a place where, watch this, you become what? Wealthy. Now, wealth is where I'm trying to take you. I want to move some of you from rich, from richer to wealthy. Now watch this. Wealthy is a mindset. Here's what I'm saying to you. Wealth is a mindset. In other words, you don't spend everything. You make calculated purchases because you understand that every time you put something out, it's going to bring something back. You understand what I'm saying? Now listen, food is some of our problems. Look at your Cash App. Look at your Zelle. Food is a problem with us. But I ain't here to teach on that. So let's read on so I don't make nobody feel bad. Watch what it says. Because I lost y'all. Y'all was, Lord, is bad. Wait a minute, Pastor. Hold on now. You messing with my food now. Some of you already thinking about where you're going after church already. Already. Now watch this. You're going out to eat, but you just put $5 in the basket. Come on, y'all. Come on now. The cover charge don't match what you're going to eat. So let's look on now. So as he became successful, Abimelech got intimidated, right? Abimelech said, man, bro, that's what we talked about yesterday, right? He told them he got to leave, got to start over. Now, I got four things, maybe five. And it says here in verse 18, it says, then Isaac, so picture it, right? Isaac moves from success, wealth. Now, he took his wealth with him. But here's the thing. He took his wealth with him, but where he went, it was not a fruitful place. Lord have mercy. See, just because you become a threat doesn't mean that where you go next, you can't do it. Tell your neighbor, I can do it again. Tell your neighbor, with God's help, I can do it again. They thought they stopped you, but you can do it again. The text says that he went on, and what did he do, y'all? He went on and he dug. There's the word. He what? He dug again. See what happens to us? Put the point up for me. Here's how you overcome these obstacles. You ready? Write it down. This is going to help you for life, you understand? Don't hesitate to try again, even if it's hard. Some of you, when things get hard, you're like, man, I'm done. It don't take much to stop you. You ever notice that? The moment difficulties hit you, I'm done. You ready to run. You can say, ouch, amen, or thank you anytime anything hits you. I told you, respond. Okay? The moment it gets hard, even though, watch this, you got to check this out. Here's what's so providential about this. Y'all follow me? Yeah? Oh. Watch this. Where Isaac was pushed out to was what I'm preaching in chapter 21. Abraham had already dug these wells years before. This is Isaac's inheritance. I keep trying to tell my kids, if you don't want it, you don't have to get it. But I want to leave something behind for you. Watch this now. This was Isaac's trust fund. So why Isaac was, y'all know what a trust fund is, right? Okay, all right. Make sure I'm in the right place. Watch this. Isaac lived his whole life making a name for himself, doing his own thing. All the while, God put him right back to what his daddy started years in advance. If you're going to be wealthy, you have to leave a legacy. Here's the thing. Here's how you're going to become wealthy. Here's how you're going to become rich. You can't be a taker. You have to have vision. And your vision is this. Now, I don't want a house. I want to invest in a house. You with me? And then I want to invest in another house. Amen. I don't want to just buy a car. I want a car that appreciates, not depreciate. You understand what I'm saying? I want to get things so that, watch this, when God elevates me, watch this now, I can pass these things on. Let me ask you a question. When you die, what you leaving here? I'm sorry, what you taking with you? Huh? And in about 30 days, you become, In 60 days, you become, in a year, you become, and all that you did in life, what does it amount to? The things you have that your children sell, they sell it off? Your family member fighting over it? Watch this. Watch where I'm going with this. Watch where I'm going with it. See, God, you starting over has to do with God putting you in the right place. Listen to this. God will give you wisdom to start over. Lord, give me wisdom to start over, Lord. I got a situation in my life right now. I started this thing 20-some years ago, right? And it's crazy that God has brought me right back to the same thing, but with new eyes. Lord, have mercy. What God gave me 20 years ago only went this far. But now where I am in life, it's about to go this far. In other words, I'm going to complete what I started. And I don't have a problem starting over again. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to start over again. I'm going to try again. Watch the text. Watch the text. Text says now, watch this. It says, for the Philistines had stopped them what? Up after the death of Abraham. Second thing you're going to do to overcome these obstacles is this. Don't let resentment. Some of you people did you bad. They done scandalize your name. They done pull you down. Okay? Matter of fact, they done stopped up your wells. Okay? But here's the thing. If Isaac was focused on his enemies, he would have lost focus on the plan of God. But resentment can live in us if we don't settle the issues that we have with people. And here's the thing. You can't become wealthy if you got resentment in you. It stops you from seeing what God has for you. Imagine this. Imagine that the text says he's digging again, and watch it. The Philistines had stopped up what his daddy did, what his dad left for him, they destroyed it. But God brought him right back to it to dig again. Oh, I wish I had somebody. But Isaac did not hold resentment in his heart. Saints, I can't express this enough. Your battle is not against flesh and blood. You think people are trying to sabotage you, but it's Satan working behind the scenes. It's not the person. That's why I can love the person and hate the sin. I don't take stuff personal because I know it's not people. It's not them. It's powers and principalities in high places. You're fighting people, but God says your resentment is what holding you back. How can I entrust you with more if you're holding on? Come on, help me, somebody. And I says, you're holding on to resentment, but watch this. But when they start envying you, what you gonna do then? And so it's real important that we let go of this stuff. We don't let it live. Notice I said, don't let it, tell your neighbor, don't let that thing live in you. Come on, you got to put some, what they call that thing? Not off. Don't do off. That's just repellent. You got to put some poison on that thing and get rid of that stuff out of your life. Because resentment lives in us. It lingers in us. Watch this. And it keeps us from getting to the place where God wants to bless you. Are you with me? You thought it was because you didn't have skill. It ain't because you got skill. It's because you're holding on to stuff. Do I have anybody? He says, he gave them, watch what he did. Now, here's the thing about Isaac. Isaac was a respectful man. Watch what the text says. He says, even though they stopped it up after his dad's death, it says, watch this, he gave them what? The same names. When his daddy named it, it was flowing. Watch this. When his daddy died, they stopped it up out of envy. Watch this. They, in essence, was hindering the next generation. Holding back. Trying to destroy what was being built for Isaac. Legacy. So the next thing you need to do, you ready? Here's the thing now. Don't try to reinvent the process. Just use the same name. You want to call it Boogoo Boogoo whatever. You want to find a new name for it. I want to call it Alizé. No, don't call it Alizé, baby. Call it what it was. Come on, help me somebody. Boy, y'all going to get this one of these days. Listen, can I tell you something? Don't try to reinvent anything. Watch this now. Abraham made an oath, I'll deal with that next week, with Abimelech, that they would be at peace over these wells. But guess what? Abimelech people didn't keep their word. Imagine that. You see, you got to be careful. Watch this. Can I help you with something? Jesus can open those wells again in your life. Jesus can show you the potential of those things that have been stopped up in your life. Jesus, come on somebody, is unlike anyone else who can take what he has for you. You ever hear that? What God has for you is for you. And can nobody do nothing about it? Come on and help me, somebody. And what I want to say to you is this. Here's what I'm trying to say to you. Don't worry about the small stuff. And I believe sometimes we sweat the small stuff. Sometimes we're trying to reinvent the wheel because we think we can do better. And we ain't trying to do better to do better. We're trying to do better to show off. You ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. Listen, where you got the skill from, your parents gave it to you. Come on and help me, somebody. That's DNA stuff. Come on and help me, somebody. And so I just want to say to somebody here today, no matter what the enemy tries to do, don't you reinvent the process. Here's the thing. Do what your daddy did. Come on, help me, somebody. Watch this. Follow the blueprint of the past. If that's what we did to get here, that's what we're going to do to get there. And oftentimes what we're trying to do, we think it's a new thing when everything just works in cycles, y'all. So he named them the same names. Are you seeing that? And look what the text goes on to say, though. The text goes on to say, what is that? You got to see what it says, because it is what it is. It says here in verse, oh, yeah. Hold on one second. No, I missed something right there. Watch this. You ready? It says that he, watch the text. You got to watch the text. He stopped him up after the death of Abraham, and he gave them the same name. You got to catch the last part of that verse. Which, I got 6 minutes, don't worry, which his father had given them. Right, give me that next point. Don't ever regret where you are and what you have. We live in a generation right now where this they don't want no help. They think, I can do this. That's what I'm talking about, reinventing the process. But if God has blessed you through your parents, if God has blessed you through somebody, if God has positioned you where you are, don't regret it. Don't ever regret what you've been through. Yeah, you have to been through a lot to get there. Here's a man who's wealthy, but he has to deal with these issues. What issues is he dealing with? He's dealing with haters. He's dealing with people who want to hold him up. He's dealing with people who want to stop up his wells. He's dealing with people who want to stop the flow of his money. But here he is, following the path, saying, you ain't going to do that to me. Why? Because what my father named him, I'm going to name him the same thing. Why? Because I have no regrets. What God has for you is for you. Legacy is what it's talking about. Here's the thing. Even though it looked tough sometimes, you got to be able to stand still where you are and say, God, I have no regrets. I've had some up days. I've had some in-between days. I've had some crying days, but I know trouble doesn't last always. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy is gonna come in the morning. Yeah, what my people left behind me, I'm just stepping in it. That's all I'm doing. And when I get to the place where God puts in my hands what he wants me to have, I'm gonna be a blessing to those around me. Do I have anybody who don't have a hard time or problem starting over? Yeah, it's rough sometimes. It's tough sometimes. But let me help you with something. You're not starting over with nothing. You're starting over with something. And that something is Jesus Christ, the one who will pave the way for you, the one who will open doors for you. But don't get discouraged of where you are right now. That's not going to be long. May seem long. Let me ask you this. If you quit, how will you know what the other side looks like? I've been waiting, y'all. 19 years I've been waiting, and God has shown me the other side. In other words, I've walked into Canaan. I was in the wilderness for a long time, but God has brought me into Canaan, and he wants to bring you to your Canaan. But don't be surprised when you get there, it be some stuff that's wrong, some stuffed up wells. Are you with me? Watch what the text says. The next verse, verse 19. It says, but, hey, look at this. But when Isaac's servants dug where? Oh, baby, you don't understand the demographic of this. There's no water in the valley. Not in the desert. But he dug in the valley. Oh, let me tell you what I'm really trying to tell you. I'm trying to say there's something that God wants you to do, but you got to dig deep. And here's what you got to do. And you got to wait. And you got to watch. And you got to worship. And you got to be thankful. And you got to get rid of all that stuff in your heart. You got to stop being discouraged all the time. And you got to believe that what God is doing now in this season in your valley, you're going to hit water. The spring is going to come up. The well is going to open back up. And God is going to give you a flow of living water. I wish I had a few people here. When you reach the point of no return, when it seems like you can't go any longer, keep digging. So, that last point, don't ever stop believing and relying on God. Some of you give up. We give up. Our life, it just feels like give up-itis. We just want to throw in the towel. But how can God pull out of you what's really there if he don't bring you to the valley? I just want to tell somebody something today. Just hear me out real good. Stop doubting and start believing. Don't, listen, when his servants went to dig again in the valley, they did not have an X mark to say this is where the well is. Lord have mercy, you didn't catch that, right? They did not know, but where they dug, the water flowed. Lord, point me to the place. Take me to the place where I can dig. Let me dig a little deeper in your word. Let me get deeper in your word so that I will come up with flowing waters. Do I have anybody here who want to dig a little deeper? Who want to go for the flow? Lord, I want the flow. Open the windows of heaven. Pour me out the blessing, Lord, so that I do not have room enough. I don't have room enough to receive it. I wish I had somebody here who understand what I'm talking about. I feel real good this morning because I'm ready. I'm ready to go from rich to richer to wealthy. I'm ready to live that life. But my mind has to change. And I don't have to, watch this, and I don't think that trouble won't come. But when trouble does come, I know how to handle it. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. How many of you want to go to that level? You're ready to go to that level. Don't fool me now. Come on, you can talk it, but I want to see it, that you're taking the steps in that direction. Hallelujah. You know, when they take paper and bottles and cans from the recycle bin, it's designated to give them new life. These materials are taken to the recycle centers where fire is used to break down the core components of paper, glass, aluminum. Watch this. In order to shape them into something new. But the materials can't be reshaped until they're put under enough heat that they can be stripped of all the external and inner essence that's left. Then the material is taken and it's remade again. God wants to recycle us. Oh, I wish I had somebody. And watch this. He'll keep you in the fire as long as it takes to strip you of anything in you that don't belong in you so that he can make you useful again. That's called recycling. Aren't you glad that you're in a process? And I want to see some testimonies this year of some people who went from lacking to living, from some people who went from the bottom to the top because you were willing to go through the process. Give God